someone makes a joke or a comment, but it's really not that funny or appropriate. In fact, it's made in very poor taste. Before you laugh it off to move the conversation on, call it out. Bad behavior will not stop if we don't start being brave and calling it out. I was at a conference recently with my client who is the CEO of her company, and she was attending with her VP of development, who is also a female. A man approached the VP and said, "Wow, your CEO is really hot." The VP was stunned in the moment and didn't know what to say, so she kind of laughed it off so she could move past the awkward comment. She later asked me what she should have said. The pitch challenge today: ask yourself, what's the worst thing that will happen if you call out bad behavior in a business setting? Will you lose business, a client, or a job? Did you ever think that maybe this could quite possibly be a good thing? Getting out of a disrespectful and toxic environment sounds logical to me. What's the best thing that could happen if you call someone out? Maybe you'll be respected by your peers, and the inappropriate person will be so embarrassed from the call out that the bad behavior will end. I was once on a corporate outing on a coach bus with my client and several other professionals at a conference. This one man thought it would be funny to give me a lap dance and plopped down right in my lap in front of everyone, dancing on me in a sexual way. I was mortified and literally stuck in this awkward position. So instead of going along with it, I decided to be very brave and yelled out for all to hear, "Get off me. This is highly inappropriate. I don't want you on my lap." The man didn't get off. He kept laughing and pushing forward with his agenda, so I yelled out the same thing again and again until it got very awkward on the bus, even for my client who was friends with this man. But after my third call out, he did get off, called me a prude or something like that to save himself from his own embarrassment. And you know what? He has never touched me in public again. Plus, everyone on that bus looked at me with respect and maybe a little fear for the rest of the conference, which is better than looking at me like I'm the floozy of the conference. For the VP who was confronted with the "your boss is hot" comment, I told her a good response would have been, "Well, actually, she's a very smart woman who is achieving many things for our company. You should get to know her for her important assets." This response would certainly change the tone of the conversation. We have to be brave and call out bad behavior or comments. Embarrass someone if that's what it takes, then they won't do it again. If we laugh through it, we are signaling to the offender and everyone within earshot that this type of behavior is acceptable. And when we signal that, it'll never end.